pathology and therapy versus conceptualization of the whole and the advance of the whole, written by Z. Charnot, either in the 60s or the 70s. The recipient is unknown, and some small portions of this document are completely illegible. Pathology is a question posing science. A question is a selection of ingredients, the relationships between which we seek. The question may or may not contain the elements which provide the relationship. I believe that the question of pathology, in other words, what is wrong, what is the cause of what is wrong, lead to deceptive solutions. These questions lead to deceptive solutions because of the configuration of the questions. Questions are even choices of that to which we turn our eyes, and that to which we turn our attention is augmented with instruments. And there are two lines obliterated at this point. Questions determine that to which we give our attention. Programs and metaprograms are policies of attention giving. Pathology is a program. What we do about what we perceive determines what we seek to perceive. Symptom searching is linked to therapeutic method. What pathology asks is a question like, is there an infection? What is the infection? What is the kind of infectious agent? It asks those questions because part of the therapeutic technique is to kill the infecting agent. It does not ask questions like, what condition was the prelude to the infection? What forces or limits combined to produce that condition? Why is it that some people can be exposed to and carry the same bacteria and virus that others do in a dormant state without infection? Why is the service of medicine, one line is obliterated here, the infection after it has occurred? Perhaps physicians are too often engineers who implement the discoveries of others and are not to be criticized, but why are they accountable to those particular discoveries? The human use of human beings is a little practiced art or science. The intricacies and delicacies of the human nature are blunted in order to be contained within social systemics, which are short on design and composition, and long on limits and law. If the biological response can shriek at this condition for so long and be unheeded, when and how will we catch on? Keeping things right, admittedly tainted with Buddhist concepts, may be a practice which innovates the whole question-asking process, the program of attention-giving. What is right? How do things work? What freedoms must we seek and improve upon for the fully functioning human use of human beings? What is freedom? I believe freedom to be the harmonious interaction with the forces, forms, and motions of the territory of the freedom. I also believe human beings are freedom-seeking as a natural implication of a prime directive of the universe, live and make alive. Living is an expansive practice. Survival is not a fit pursuit for the living. Advance is. The advance of the living involves the imparting of order to the less living forms and substances which surround us, and to increase the territory which we may consider to surround us. We tend to allow an overwhelming of living substance and systems by the chaotic duty ethic of productivity. We live often responsive to guilt. Guilt prescribes a self-limiting as adverse to a freedom-seeking composing conquest, not violent. rather than individually furthering this theme here and now, I'll supplement this with some things I've written before. Please share this with John, especially, until I can write to him. Z.